The Archbishop of Dublin tried to make amends yesterday for the Irish Catholic Church's mistreatment of children. Archbishop Dermot Martin apologized to hundreds of people in Dublin's pro-cathedral for the role the church hierarchy played in enabling the abuse. Martin and Cardinal Sean O'Malley of Boston invited 8 victims to the altar. Martin and O'Malley then knelt down and washed the victims' feet. Mari Collins, you were among those who had your feet washed by both the Archbishop and by Cardinal Sean O'Malley of Boston. Can you tell us why you were there?
I was there because this particular liturgy, survivors had input into the organizing of it. And we've had a lot of apologies in the past for the perpetrators of abuse. But in this particular liturgy, both Archbishop Martin and Cardinal O'Malley actually asked forgiveness of survivors for the actions of bishops, also the inactions of bishops, but the actions of bishops in covering up and how they protected abusers and how that led to more children being abused. And that was important to me, that they were making that admission that the hierarchy were guilty, not just the abusers.
Was this the first time that you've heard that?
For me, it was. I've heard apologies from Rome, I've heard apologies from bishops, but they are always very carefully worded, and they are always showing regret for what happened. But showing regret for what happened is not an admission of guilt. This was different. This was an admission of guilt.
The person who was your abuser, and I don't know if it was just one or not, was that person present?
He wasn't, no. My abuser was not there, but he has recently been convicted of more abuse in a later decade, and the church knew about him before he abused others.
How old were you when you were abused?
I was 12, just going on 13,
and had you said
almost 50 years ago.
And had you said anything at the time?
No, I didn't say anything for at least 25 years. I just couldn't speak about my abuse. And then when I did report it, the diocese, the cardinal at the time, simply covered up for the abuser and put obstacles in the way of the police in bringing him to justice.
Could you describe the liturgy for us yesterday? What happened?
Well, in the liturgy yesterday, we had survivors taking part. We had relatives of people who had been abused and who had not survived, who had actually committed suicide. And then we had the Archbishop and we had Cardinal O'Malley, who actually asked forgiveness of survivors and their families for how the actions of the church had hurt and wounded them so badly. They humbled themselves, and what we've had so much of from the church is arrogance.
Mari, there are those who are protesting as well who believe that this was an act of theater.
Yes, there were protesters outside. There are some who are still very angry, and they felt that this was just something the diocese were putting on as a PR exercise, as a stunt. But I think what they were not aware of was that this, in fact, and I think maybe the first time in a liturgy of this sort, it had been brought to the diocese by a group of survivors, and the wording involved in it was written by survivors, and the Archbishop had not changed one word of those prayers or requests for forgiveness. This was not an end. This was not something that was going to make any of us, even those of us taking part, say, it's all over now, it's fine, we can forget it. It was simply a very small step on the road to healing.
Mari, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Mari Collins, a church abuse survivor. She helped organize yesterday's service for victims in Dublin.